Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
Do you ever go out cycling around your estate?
Not so much anymore.
June 25th is going to be a pony show. You know why?
Why?
I'm not talking to you.
Well, you asked.
Because it's the wiffle ball tournament.
You're not going,
It's my bitch wife's birthday. And then Pride Fest 2016 is downtown, and we're just going to shoot over to that.
Cut two.
She had no issue with going up. And like I said, this was like a half joke. It wasn't like we were about to take anybody home.
Okay.
And we were just kind of
seeing.
But
what if somebody would have said, yeah, we're on board? I mean, wouldn't you do it?
Well, Tim, here you go. So
clip that off.
And so
there's a lot to clip off here, Sea Monster.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big hour. But so we
it's
went
the
out.
Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour, the official shrub of the Ryan Kelly Morning.
Thanks, Tim. We need that one. And so
you can't help yourself.
The first, I guess we can go with the first one was a Colombian couple. So this was the first one.
Colombian, Missouri,
like Justin in Colombia.
No, like Colombia is in like the country. Yes,
as in Sofia Vergara and Edgar Renteria and cocaine.
Cut three.
Doug, did you see the video?
I didn't see the video. No, press for time.
Press for time.
Yes.
Well, you should see it, Doug, because you'd like her, and I think even you'd like her feet.
Of all the starlets out there that you've been able to assess, who has the best feet of all the actresses in Hollywood?
This is interesting.
At one time, and I know it's not, she's aged a little bit, Katie Couric actually, I think, had the best feet.
Wow.
Cut four.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
My peanut bacon, you like a hot dog.
Hot him down.
Goodness gracious.
Where's my suspension log, Yule?
We shouldn't even do it. He's not here to defend himself.
No.
We love Doug.
Cut five.
I'm very attracted to the girl that I'm currently, you know, seeing. And
said
so
girl.
Said girl. So it got even hotter because I had the attraction, physical and emotional attraction there. So it was a little bit hotter, yeah.
So all this stuff is going on and you're feeling really good, synapse firing, and then the first thought in your mind is, oh boy, I got to tell Tim.
Well, I thought of Tim first.
Yeah.
And so when.
Clip that off.
Cut six.
I mean, I got Charlie to the left.
What kind of sexy coffee
Jimmy to the. No, Charlie to the right, Jimmy to the. Well, if you're listening to your radio, it's that way. And then we got Timber Frank on the.
You have a sexy voice, Honey Banker.
A sexy voice?
He does have a sexy
radio voice.
He does have a good voice.
Not in like a gay way, just you have a sexy radio voice.
Cut seven.
I was hoping you ladies were able to get those hot, steamy pincers on the latest issue of Bathroom Tuna Quarterly. It features some fabulous recipes for tuna dishes that are delectable when served warm on the rear of the porcelain drum.
No,
as well as a spotlight recipe that features a boy mayo-based tuna salad that is at its best when served out of the coin slot of a lady boy.
No. No.